Well, praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Well, let's stand on our feet and make our faith confession. Let's say it out loud once again. For the Lord is good.
For the Lord is good.
And His mercy endures forever.
And His mercy endures forever.
Whom the Lord has redeemed.
Whom the Lord has redeemed.
From the hand of the enemy.
From the hand of the enemy.
Well, let's look at one another and say that you and I.
You and I.
You may be seated. Amen. I don't have my faith confession this morning. Yeah, we'll make it the next time. I don't have my. Anybody have their?
No, I don't have my.
Their faith confession of what we make our belief of the church.
You say it out loud. We'll follow.
I don't have it all memorized.
Okay.
Let's just go like this here. Let's take our Bibles and go over here to Habakkuk, the book of Habakkuk.
Habakkuk,
on page 1, like they say.
Okay.
It's right after Nahum, between Nahum and Jehu, whatever that is.
Yeah.
How you pronounce his name? Zephaniah. So, but look at Habakkuk 2, and we're going to be sharing with you along the line about the just to live by faith. Amen. The just to live by faith. So as we look at this, we say the just to live by faith. I want you to notice something here that in verse 4, let's just look at it here again. Verse 3. It said, for the vision is yet for an appointed time. The vision is yet for a point in time. You know, there are times God will give us a vision. God will give us a word, right? And we like to have that word completed right now. We like to have that vision come to pass right now, right? But notice what he said here. The vision is for an appointed time. The appointed time means you're in the appointed season. You're at this appointed time. But then we have to continue to live by faith. Okay, and what we're going to talk about is the just should live by faith. And this is what God told Habakkuk, because there were some things he didn't understand. He was confused about how he allowed the enemy to kind of like run roughshod over his own children, the children of Israel. But now you got to understand that what we talk about here, revelation is always progressive. Okay, meaning this, under the old covenant, the blessing of the Lord came upon them through their act of obedience. Okay, but under the new covenant, the blessing of the Lord is not based on our obedience, it's based upon Jesus' obedience to the Father. Now, we still have to be obedient, but our obedience is, we don't get the blessing because we're obedient. We get the blessing because Jesus was obedient. Simply put, in this manner, the covenant is with God's Son, but you and I get the opportunity to be a partaker of it. So we're partaking of God's goodness.
Amen.
Okay? We're partaking of God's goodness. Why? Because God chooses to be good to us. Okay? So because God chooses to be good to us, then notice this. He's doing it through the finished works of Christ. He's not doing it through our merits. He's doing it through the finished works of Christ. That means a lot. Why? Because you and I, just like under the old covenant, this is the reason why the children of Israel, they were always assaulted, always attacked. But when they cried out to the Lord come to their rescue. But they didn't have a savior they didn't have a mediator like you and I have. We have a mediator, amen? We have a mediator. And because we have a mediator, okay, praise God. Well, we're trying to get set up here. Glory. Well, because we have, somebody can understand this up. Because we have a mediator, then notice this. We don't have to We don't have to beg. God has already wrought through his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, everything that you and I would ever need. Amen?
Amen.
And so, as the righteousness of God, and that's who we are, so as the righteousness of God, then you and I must come to him by faith.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
And so
Amen.
When we say, hold up.
That's the reason why we have such a good life.
Yeah. Amen. So when we say by faith, what are we talking about? When we say it's by faith, why? Because it's the only currency whereby we can receive from God.
Amen.
Amen. You can't receive from God no other way but by what? But by faith.
Good.
Amen. And so, and it's not our goodness, it's his goodness towards us. Amen. So,
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Can y'all hear me?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, notice this. I'm going to turn it up just a little bit. Notice this, that as we continue in the lesson, notice this. He said, so the just, look at verse 4, he said, behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him. And what he's talking about the children of Israel. A lot of time, again, because Revelation is progressive. This was under the old covenant. But we are, you and I are partaking of this. What this means to you and I is the latter part of this verse where it says, the just shall live by faith.
Amen.
All right? So because the just shall live by faith, we'll look at it again. Look at Romans chapter 1. You're going to see this several different times, four different times. Notice this in Romans 1. And look at verse 17, Romans 1, 17. Notice this. It says, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. Can you see that? Revealed from what? Faith to faith.
Faith.
And that's how you and I live. You and I live where? From what? Faith.
Faith.
To faith.
To faith.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
So because we live from faith to faith, well, think about this for a moment. Oh, we had an accident?
We have some technical.
All right. Y'all just bear with it, okay? Because we live from what? From faith to faith, then guess what?
So what?
So if we live from faith to faith, it's telling you and I that what you have to do. You're living from a perspective of just that. So what does it mean to live from faith to faith?
Yes.
That means I'm going to take God and his word over and over and live by faith. In other words, if I got saved, I got saved by faith, right?
Yeah.
Amen.
You get healed by faith,
yeah.
Right? You get delivered by faith, right?
Right.
That's the key. Okay? Now notice this. But he said, as it is written, notice this. The just should do what?
Live by faith.
You see anybody? The just should do what?
Live by faith.
He should live by faith.
Yes.
So what does it mean, the just should live by faith? It just simply saying the righteous, that's you and I, should live by faith. All right? Let's look at the word righteousness just for a moment before we go to the next one, which will be in Galatians 3:11. But look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and look at verse 21. 2 Corinthians 5. Look at verse 21. 2 Corinthians 5 and look at verse 21. So if it just, the word just and the word righteous are the same words. You and I have been justified. And when you've been justified, know what the word justified means. It means you've been acquitted. Acquitted means you can't be charged for the same crime over again. Amen? So God has wiped your slate and my slate clean from sin. Now, I know some people might have a problem with that. That's probably listening to me because they say, man, I just sinned before I came over here. Well, that's not the sin that we're talking about. See, the sin that we're talking about is the sin that will send you to hell. Because you had not received Jesus as Savior. Now, we still sin. We still miss it. But when we sin or miss it, what do we do? We can confess our fault before God, 1 John 1:9. Okay? And the Bible says he's faithful and he's just to do what? To forgive and to do what? Cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So he will do that. Okay? But notice this. If you had an unconfessed sin, if you died with an unconfessed sin, that doesn't mean you go to hell.
No.
Because see, some people believe that. If I don't get that sin confessed before I die, I'm in trouble. I'm going to hell.
Yeah.
That's not scripture. That's man theology. That's not the scripture. Because think about this. If that was the case. But look at this. Let's look at it a little bit different. What happened before you got saved? I were sinners. We had never went to church at one time. We never gave one tithe.
Mm-hmm.
We never prayed one prayer.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And yet, God still loved us.
That is true.
Right?
Yeah.
He didn't condemn us?
No.
He didn't hold anything against us?
No.
But now that you are his son, his daughter, you think God will be holding anything against you now?
Regardless?
No. God isn't. Why? Because, notice this. 1 John 1:9 is for the believer. Okay? Now, why am I confessing 1 John 1:9 to confess my sin before it's not God I'm confessing my sin to or whatnot. It is God, but it's like if I wrong Sister Pat, then I should say, Sister Pat, forgive me, I was wrong. Why? What am I doing there? It's for my soul. It's for fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
But between me and God, I can't sin against God because my spirit is sealed with the Holy Spirit of God. You can't sin out of your spirit. Your spirit is 100% God-proof.
Amen.
But you sin out of your soul.
Amen.
Your mind, your will, your emotion. Can y'all see that?
I'm saying against other people, not necessarily
God. That's right. We sin against other people, but you're not sinning against God.
Yeah.
Hey. How many understand what I'm saying right here?
Amen.
Can you see it?
Amen.
So you see, when you sin against that 1 John 1:9, when we put that scripture out, notice this. That scripture is to do what? It's to help you, keep you from having a sin consciousness or keep you from feeling guilt. All right? Now watch this. Let me say it differently.
Say it differently now when I hear people say their soul is going to hell, like their spirit.
Say it again.
Their soul is going to heaven or their soul is going to hell. Now I see it differently. I'm like, no, it's not the soul, it's the spirit.
That's right.
Yeah.
See, your soul is always have need of cleansing.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
It's like your body, physically, like you take a shower.
Mm-hmm.
Your body has need of a shower or a bath or whatever you do daily, right? Well, that's the same way about your soul. Your soul needs cleansing. Why? From what? From crazy thoughts. From an unrenewed mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because your unrenewed mind is what hinders the power of God from working in your life.
Amen.
An unrenewed mind is what caused you not to be healed.
Yeah.
An unrenewed mind will cause you not to walk in deliverance or walk in your prosperity.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you see, the reason why the soul is so important is because why? The spirit of God, the life of God, has to filter through your soul. And so the hindrance is not going to be in your spirit. The hindrance is going to be in how you think. This is the reason why Proverbs 23:7 said, as a man thinking in his heart, so is he.
Yeah.
So that's why the scripture says, you are what you think. Why? Because nothing happens without words.
Mm-hmm.
Do you follow me?
Amen.
Nothing happens without words. We live in a world, let me say, put it like this here. We live in a word-activated world.
That's right.
You know what that means?
Word-activated.
Yes. Meaning, you didn't get here this morning without words.
Right.
Nobody just showed up.
It takes me to come here.
Somebody had to tell you.
Boy,
you got a text or something. Somebody had to communicate what you did here.
Yeah. Ain't you saying the mouthful?
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Amen. So it's the same thing what we're saying here. When you and I understand that you are the righteousness of God, then that means you're going to have to start speaking from the perspective of what the Word says and what the Word says only, regardless of how you feel.
Yeah.
Regardless of what your conditions are.
Yeah.
You can't speak your feelings in the flesh. That's why we call it the just should live how?
By faith.
By faith.
Yeah.
Why? Why is it just live by faith? Why does it say that?
Can't live any other way.
Well, no, you can't live any other way, but let's be more definitive about it.
Okay.
Why we say the just should live by faith? Anybody?
Mm-hmm.
Think about the word. Think about what the word "just" or justification means.
Who is just?
We are the just. Why are we just? We're justified. We've been justified because. Well, look. Okay, go back over here for a moment. Look at Romans 5:1. Well, start at Romans 4:26.
Romans
chapter 4. Look here at verse 25. I always say 26. Notice what he said. Matter of fact, let's just go back to verse 22.
What?
422 from Romans 4. 22. Now, this is talking about Abraham righteousness, how Abraham was justified, or how Abraham was made what? Righteous. So how was Abraham made righteous?
His faith was
believed. Because what?
His faith.
He believed.
Mm-hmm.
What did he believe? Now think about
God
this.
What God said.
Yeah. Now, did he make some mistakes along the way?
Oh yeah.
In today's terminology, Abraham couldn't be the father of our faith.
Yeah, true. That is true.
Abraham was not sinless, but he was what?
Blameless.
Blameless means God told him to walk upright in the integrity of what I covenant with you.
Amen.
And it's the same thing God saying with you and I today. We allow our past or our mistakes to do what? To hold us hostage. And that's where we talked about earlier this morning about sin consciousness. See, sin consciousness comes from a self-righteous attitude. You want to do right, you want to make things, you want to do the right thing, but you always falling short. So therefore, you're always going to be condemning yourself, always judging yourself. You're going to always be saying, man, if I don't do this, then this is going. I mean, just like, let's just say you like to witness the people on the street. But you haven't witnessed anybody on the street this week. Well, guess what? Your own conscience is going to continue to say, hey, you're going to hell because you haven't taken time to witness of nobody this week.
Mm-hmm.
This has happened to a lot of Christians.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. You guys don't know what tradition is until you have to sit in the presence of it.
Ooh.
You don't know what tradition is. You hear me teach on it. You hear me tell the only thing that can keep a person in unbelief is their own tradition. But you know, we taught in a church last Wednesday. And these people were stuck in unbelief. They're stuck in tradition. But I'm telling you, when they heard the word of God, them folk come out. They said, like, they come out of their shell.
Yeah.
Not all of them.
Yeah. Not all.
Right,
Bob? That's right. That's right.
But the majority of them.
Yeah.
Why? Because they never heard it. They never heard the word. See, what you hear, you can become comfortable. Lack.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
That's what we call take it for granted. Until you get in a place where the word is really not being taught.
That's right.
And these people are so hungry for the truth. They don't want to let us go.
Amen.
Amen. But amen. Notice here. Watch this. Look at verse 22. It says, and therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. What was imputed to him for righteousness? Because he believed God. Alright, that may be a little bit blind to y'all. Go back up here to you stay in chapter 4. Go back up here to verse 1. Notice this. It says, what shall we say then that Abraham our father, as pertaining to the flesh, has found? It said, for if Abraham was what?
Justified by
what?
By works.
By work, then he has what?
Something.
He has something aware of that he could do what? He could boast.
Yeah.
Why? Because it was his own effort.
Mm. Okay.
It was something he worked for.
Okay?
I mean, you work for somebody and then they pay you and whatnot. But guess what? They didn't give something to you. You earned it. You worked for it. Can you see that?
Yeah.
All right.
But notice this. It said, but he has went up, but not before God. That's the key. You could never earn anything from God. It is all given to you.
It's a freebie.
You won't put it like that. It's a freebie, but it's according to the will, the plan he has for your life. You know how the scripture says, Kim? It said, and all things work together for the good. How many people quote that verse of scripture, then they do what?
They stop.
They
stop. Yeah.
See, that's part true. But what make that scripture come alive? It said, all things work together for the good to them, number one. To those that what?
Love him.
Right? Number two, according to what? According to his purpose. That's why God favors you and I. Number one, because he loves you.
Yes.
But number two, is because you're walking in his purpose. Therefore, the purpose of the finished work of Christ going to the cross, was so that God would not have anything on his heart or on his mind about you and I. So, no, I can't bless Sister Celeste because she got some evil ways. See, and what we do, we judge from what we see. God judged from the nature that she, when she could make Jesus Lord of her life, God only judged her from there.
That's right. Amen.
Why? Because over time, we all need time for what? Growth.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you get to condemning somebody right now, I mean, we all, well, I think that was last Wednesday night, the lady said in the Bible study, I'm under construction. Is that what she said? I said, well, look, we all work under construction. You're going to always be a work under construction when it comes to growing in this word.
Yes.
Are you following me?
Yeah.
Till the end.
To the end. You're not going to ever graduate.
No.
There's no graduation in the soulish salvation, in your soul salvation.
Oh, God.
Now, you increase.
Yes.
Your walk begin to become more perfect. You begin to become more effective in your stand. But it's little by little.
Yeah.
You can have great life. You can leave here today and say, man, that really opened me up. That really got it. And then all of a sudden, something can happen a couple days later, whatnot, could trip you. could trigger you right back to the same old mindset you had before today.
Amen.
And what you think you're going to do? You're going to speak what's right down on your mindset, and you're going to say, oh, God, I shouldn't have said that.
Amen.
Well, just because you found the truth doesn't mean you are automatically walking. It's just like losing weight, or if you want to build muscle. You're not going to do it in 2 days. But that same person that stick with it for 100 days,
mm-hmm.
that's anything. They're going to see change.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the key here? You got to be consistent.
Yes.
Don't rush the process. Amen?
Amen.
Now watch this.
Amen.
Watch this. Look at verse 3. It said, for what says the scripture? Read that out with me. Come on, finish it. Abraham did what?
Believed God.
And what?
Counted unto him for righteousness.
See? So why was it counted to him for righteousness?
Because he
believed.
God.
What? Yeah. So this is what faith is. Faith is an act. Faith is a belief in something or someone. So here, Abraham believed God. So what did Abraham actually believe? God had to have said something for him to believe. And what did God? God told him he was going to have a son. He was going to come from his own loins. Right? Okay? And that's in Genesis 15. We're not going to go there today. But it come from his own loins. Then all of a sudden, in Genesis 16, and I think we went through these scriptures before, Abraham and Sarah tried to do what? Help God.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Why? Because Sarah was what?
She was
barren.
Barren.
She was barren.
Yeah.
But, I mean, just think about it. Being barren don't mean anything to God, because God has spoken. You may have been barren. Your life could be unfruitful up to this moment. But one word from God can change your whole situation.
Amen.
One word from God can change everything.
Amen.
Are y'all following me?
Amen.
And so what happened? They went and tried to help God bring forth this child. And God was silent for about a year. And then in Genesis 17, God told Abraham, now, walk upright in the integrity whereby I called you. And from that point on, Abraham said, God, shall a son be born to a man that's 100 years old? He laughed.
That's a good question. Hmm?
Yeah. But you see, think about it. He believed God, but look at the process he had to go through to activate that belief.
Yeah.
So what am I saying? The burden of the proof was on God to reveal to him that I'm going to bring this to pass.
Yeah.
I just need you and Sarah to come together in the body. I know it's going to be a biological miracle, but I just need y'all to come in agreement that you will come together. When you come in agreement, then I will touch your natural.
Yeah.
This is actually what happened. Okay? Now, I'm just fast forwarding. Go back down here now. Go back down here to verse, look at verse 18 or verse 17. He said, as it is written, I have made thee what? The father of what?
Many nations.
Of many nations. Notice it. It's God. The burden of the proof is always on God to reveal what is in his hand until you and I grab hold to the vision. God's not going to let you go. I don't care how many mistakes you made. As long as you got breath in your body and you say, Lord, I want to follow you. You could be following God and you could be following him wrong. But because your heart is right before, he'll bring you back. He'll bring you back around in that place. Why? Because you don't have a heart to quit. As long as you won't quit,
yeah,
God will keep working with you.
That's right.
But when you quit,
yeah,
well, you don't have nothing to work with.
No.
Because your will is at play.
That's right.
Now watch this. I'm not going to keep you all long. Watch this. Notice this. So he said, as it is written, I made thee the father of many nations. Notice this. Notice the word. Before him, whom he what?
Believed.
Even God. So God made him the father of many nations before he believed.
Amen.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
What are we saying here today? I'm saying this. When we say, we use Romans 8:28, all things work together for good.
Yeah.
To them that first of all that what? Love him.
Yeah.
And what's the second part? According, and those who walk according to what? His purpose. Right?
Yes.
So God already have a purpose for each one of us.
That's right.
All of our days, according to Psalm, what is that, 138, especially verse 16, for verses 14 through 16, all of our days already been mapped out.
That's right.
Before you live one day.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute.
All your days are. Anybody have an amplified Bible? Anybody have an amplified Bible? But anyway, all of your days are already mapped out. It's not just he had it laid out. Before you live one day, God already know he has for each one of us. That doesn't mean everybody will walk in it. But your life has already been laid out before him.
Amen.
He already has a good plan for your life. No matter how old you are, no matter nothing, you just have to be willing to submit your will to him.
That's right.
And he'll do the rest.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
So what was that book and verse you wanted to
know? What is it, Psalm 138? Is that the psalm that where David in verse 14 he said, you know my up and you know my down? Down? Psalm 139. And look at verse 14 through 16. Read that Bob.
It says, I will confess and praise you, for you are fearful and wonderful, and for the awful wonder of my birth.
Now see, it talks about you and I are fearful and wonderfully made. You don't know what that means.
Nope.
You just look at the scriptures for what it said. You don't even know what went into God making you fearfully and wonderfully made. Because there is none like you.
That's right.
I mean, you got 8 fingers, 2 thumbs. You would think if they took my, what do you call that? Fingerprint,
mm-hmm.
It's not the same on this hand. All of your fingerprints are different. Ask yourself, how could that be? Mm. You are fearfully, wonderfully made. Mm. There is a lot that went in that God put in you as an individual to be who you're supposed to be. Why? Because in what God put in you, nobody would be able to do it like you do it. They can do what you do, but they can't bring forth the fruit like you do.
Amen.
You could do what God wants you to do without struggle. They could do the same thing, but they're struggling with it. They're struggling to bring forth the word. They're struggling to make a stand up on the truth. They're struggling to have understanding of it. Some people could just do things just like this without even thinking. Why? Because that's your makeup. That's your makeup. Word is a singer. It don't take much for him to start singing. It don't take much for him to take his guitar and have melody, but put it in my hand. I could do the same thing, but somebody have to teach me. But I'll never be able to do it like he do it. Why? It's a gift from God.
That's right. Yeah.
Now, it's what we do with that gift.
Mm-hmm.
It takes time to perfect what God put inside of us. Mm-hmm. Okay? Read verse 16.
Your eyes saw my unformed substance, and in your book all the days of my life were written before before ever they took shape, when as yet there was none of them.
See, all of my life was already put in place before I lived one day.
And he talking about everybody?
Everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody. Hmm. That's the reason why you and I shall always be crying out, Lord, thank you for your will. Thank you for your purpose. Lord, I make myself available. I present myself as a living sacrifice. What is that simply saying? You can change me, mold me in any way you need me to go. If I need to go this way, I'm going. If you need me to stay this way, I stay. If you need me to go this way, I'm going this way. So what are you doing? You're making yourself pliable.
Yeah.
Nobody knows all. None of us know all. Okay? All right. Let me close with this. Notice this. Notice here in verse 17 again how God calling those things, Romans 4:17, how God calling those things that be not as though they were. Now notice what the scripture said. Who quickened the dead. The word quicken means God made alive in Abraham his purpose. Because Abraham didn't quit. He stayed with God. Even though the mistakes he made, he stayed with God. And that's how all of us, every one of us here, you're going to make mistakes. But guess what you got to do? You got to stay with God. Right? He's not going to hold your mistake against you. Now, man may hold it, but God won't hold it against you. Alright, watch this. Notice what the scripture says. He calleth those things that be not as though they what?
They were.
Right?
Yeah.
Look at verse 18. Read verse 18 out loud together. Ready? Read.
Who against hope believed in hope that he might become father of many nations according to that which was spoken through shall
thy seed be. So notice it. Who against hope believed where? In hope, what does that mean? At first he didn't have no hope. He had no expectation. I mean, look, for Abraham and Sarah, it was a son. I would have been like, I'd have done the same thing. How are you gonna come to me? I mean, Abraham was already 75 years old when God told him to go for himself.
Same thing with Mary.
Good. Same thing with Mary.
Mary was like, how can this be?
How can this be?
How's that going to happen?
Yeah, how's this going to happen?
That's true.
How's this going to happen?
Yeah.
So what we're trying to show you is God got to get you to the place where you can't and he can't.
That's right.
He can.
Because as long as you think you can,
that's right.
He's going to sit back like this and he's going to let you keep going.
That's right. I'm going to wait on you.
He's that nice, huh?
He's that nice.
Yeah.
Because he know you got to come back.
Yeah. That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
So now notice this. Notice this. So it says, who against hope, that means he had no hope because of his age, because of Sarah.
Yeah.
That's, you know, I think that's pretty reasonable, right?
Yeah.
But then he said he gained hope, meaning how did he get it? God had to give him expectation.
Yeah.
God had to show him what was in his hand to keep him believing. Remember what it said? He believed God, verse 3. Now watch this. Here's the key. Look at verse 19. And it says, and being not weak in faith. Mm-hmm. Look at that. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead. Mm-hmm. Now. At one time he did. But now he don't consider his body dead. Why? Because he got hope. He got expectation. He got something from God that gave him the ability to go one more day.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
So his human self can only let him see so far. And once it got to that point, he couldn't rely on himself no more.
Yeah. But he was already behind the curveball because Moses, it was Sarah's idea to say, you know I'm barren. I know God told us we were going to have a son. So you go lay with my handmaid and we're going to have this son. But look at the confusion it caused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah.
You saw the confusion. You see the confusion there?
Yeah.
So he had to end up sending her away.
Yeah.
After Sarah had that child, now it was Sarah's idea, but then Sarah said, told Abraham, you need to send her and her child away so that she do not have anything to do with me or my son, which is how God intended for it to be. Because
yeah.
He was the promised son. And God was going to bring it through her loin.
Yeah.
You follow me?
At her age.
At her age.
Yeah.
But this is what I wanted you to see.
Yeah.
What is it in your life that look like it's impossible for the change?
Yeah.
Hers and Abram was to bring forth a child. What would it be for you?
Mm.
What would it be for me?
Mm. Mm.
Think about it. Zach. What would it be? Too far gone, too old, whatever, don't have enough money, right? Just think about in your life things that you want to see, and at the time you look like you thought you would be at a certain place, but
yeah.
yet you're not.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you quit?
No.
Do you complain?
Quit.
Well, you know.
When
I say you're not the
people,
but I complain to God.
No.
Oh yeah.
Don't do no good.
No, it don't do no good. Because you don't get too far.
No.
Yeah.
All of a sudden all of his goodness start coming back up on you, then it's just like, Lord forgive me. You've been too good to me.
That's right.
I mean, just like one brother said, he waited to the end of the night, things were going so bad for him. He said, God, I'm waiting till my family go to sleep, and I'm going to go down in this room, and I'm just going to cry and complain and bawl and stuff. And all of a sudden, he got down in there, and he started praising God.
Yeah.
And he forgot all about everything that he wanted to do.
What?
And just through that, his ministry changed.
Amen.
Just like that. So what I'm saying to you, we all got a lot that will come against us, that want you to complain, that want you to quit, but I'm telling you, put praise in that place.
That's right.
Put praise in that spot.
That's right.
Begin to praise God.
That's right.
Begin to say, Lord, I praise you. Lord, I thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I worship you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I did that the other morning. I said, Lord, I don't care what I feel. I don't care what happened. I praise you. You said do not allow unbelief to get a hold of me. I began to praise it. And all of a sudden, a brother came in that room. I sold $100 to a ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because God did something in me that no one else could do, or nothing else would satisfy.
That's right.
I'm not trying to tip God, you understand what I mean? But I'm showing for my thankfulness.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Amen?
Amen.
All right.
All right, watch this. Here it is. Notice this. In verse 19, he being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, and yet, notice it, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb. We're talking about righteousness now, justification. So what made him righteous? He believed God. Now he's acting on what he believed.
Amen.
Now he's engaged.
Yeah.
As difficult as this looks, as impossible as this appears, he's engaged. Why? Because God revealed something to his heart and gave him the strength he needs to do what? To be steadfast.
Amen.
And notice this. In verse 20, it said, he staggered not at the promise of God. How? Through what? Through unbelief. He would not let unbelief. What would be the unbelief? I'm too old. He already went through that.
Yeah.
Sarah 99? I mean, Sarah 90? I'm 100. He wouldn't let. Why? Because the promise what God made to you, he will not stop working with you until it comes to pass. If you don't quit.
Yeah.
But if you quit, well, they say, well, I wonder why God didn't bring. because he quit. Think about the disappointment that they had. Think about the disappointment that the Apostle Paul. Think about what Jesus went through in that garden. Lord, Father, if it be your will. He don't know what pain is. See, sometimes we don't use our imagination as we are. Think about Jesus when he said, Father, if it be your will, let this cup pass from. What is he simply saying? Notice this. He never experienced pain. He don't know what pain is. He don't know what suffering is. But when he entered that garden and his mind was attacked, his soul was attacked, now mentally he is experiencing what you and I go through every day. He was open for the devil to attack him because he was God's sacrifice for sin. He didn't do anything to sin, but he was the sacrifice for sin, for you and I.
Yeah.
So he had to go through everything for our freedom. But it's still a matter of you and I, what? Partaking in how? By faith. So you're just, when we talk about justification, it just, what Abraham did for you and I, that's why he's a father of faith. Jesus was the one that carried it out. So justification simply means just as it never happened. Your past. The thing that will put a grip on your mindset. You follow what I'm saying? I don't care what it be. Whatever you walk through, the enemy can't use my stuff to tempt you. He can only tempt you of your own past.
Right. That's
why it's so important. And every now and then, everyone will have your own past and try to come up to do what? To knock you down. Because they don't want you free. And if you are free, it's going to check to see what response will come out your mouth. What is your response here? Well, nothing never works out for me. It just seems like I'm just a bit of bad. I don't even like using the word bad luck because there's no such thing, is it? But people use it. I can't have, what did they say? I can't have good luck for, how do you say that?
If it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all.
Yeah, if it wasn't for bad luck, I wouldn't have no luck at all. Now, isn't that something? Then there's no such thing as luck. But you are the prophet of your own words. Okay? Now, let me get down here and close with this. Notice this. So he said in verse 21, I did, and this is my favorite scripture. Well, verse 20 says, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but notice that he was strong in faith. What faith? He was strong in what God told him. That's what faith is. What did God tell you? You stick with that. He was strong in faith. Notice this. It said he was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded. Y'all see that? That's where you have to become fully persuaded that what God had promised, not what you promised,
God,
he's able to perform.
Yeah.
And when you look at that, it says, and therefore it was imputed to him for righteousness. Now it was not written for his sake alone, but it was imputed, it was also what? Imputed to him. Here we go. But for us also, in whom it shall be imputed. So what do you think about the word imputed? When you hear the word imputed. Anybody? It's not holding it to you. It's not imputed to you.
Amen.
The judgment is not coming against you. Watch this. He said, if we believe on him that did what? Raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was delivered up for our offense, and he was raised for our justification. That's why we could say the just shall live by faith, because not only did he die for my sin, but he was raised again, meaning you can't be charged for the same crime again. Jesus was our sacrifice. He took cancer, he took disease, he took poverty, he took defeat, he put it all, the Father put it all on him, so that you and I, if we do get assaulted, we can say, nope, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and by his faith, by the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed.
Amen.
If you believe that,
wow,
you will get those type of results. Look, my body has been broken, chipped, sort of crippled in some way. But I can tell you, right now, the Word has made me whole.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
That's right.
From my knees and my lower back, I am not supposed to be standing here. But I am. It's not a testament to me, it's a testament to his he was raised for my justification. That means I got this pain, I got this affliction, I got these, you know, these whatever in my joint. That's why he was raised for my justification, to say, you don't have to walk with that. You don't have to suffer with that. You can now take authority.
Yes.
You can speak to that because you've been justified. I made you just. I made you righteous. Yes, sir.
What do you throw? You press a chain, the shoe that you wear?
What? No.
I'm joking.
No, but you might be, but this is why I wear boots. They told me boots, especially with a hard heel, it preserves your back. It preserves your back.
It's not good for running in the airport.
No.
I'll be testament to that.
But ever since then, I always did kind of like cowboy boots. But when they told me that, these boots are over 20 years old.
Whoa.
Speaking on that, Pastor, sometimes I believe God speaks to us and says, hey, you want to change this, then do this, and then you'll see a change.
You'll see a change. Absolutely.
Right.
It's called adjustment.
That's right.
You're making adjustment. That's what you have the Holy Spirit for.
Yeah.
Now, this verse of scripture is the last verse of scripture I give you, verse 1, chapter 5. It says, therefore being what? Justified. How?
By faith.
That means declared or acquitted or made righteous.
Mm-hmm.
By faith.
Yeah.
By faith, by what? By what you believe that Jesus did.
That's right.
It's not your belief. What you do is his belief is what he did, and you're partaking of it. You say, I believe the word.
I believe it.
That's what you're saying.
Amen.
Therefore, being justified by faith, notice it, we have peace with God.
Amen.
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 We have peace with God, and then it says, what does it say? What that verse? What the rest of that verse say? Through our Lord Jesus Christ, right?
Yes.
By whom we have what? Access. By faith, where? Into this grace. So it's God's grace, it's God's goodness, it's God's willingness on your behalf. Right? So you have to appropriate it how? By faith.
By faith.
Amen?
Amen.
Did you learn anything today?
Amen.
So justified, we're going to be talking about the righteous should live by faith. So when you say the righteous, that's you and I. So when you got something wrong, then guess what? Go to the Word of God and say, Lord, I'm the righteousness of you. And then notice when you find yourself in the Bible, now you take authority over that issue,
Amen.
Over that area of your life.
Amen.
And when you take authority over that, then guess what happened? Now you win. Now you see the victory that is in Christ Jesus. But if you don't take authority over it, and you just say, well, I know what the Bible says, but, well, guess what? You're not going to get free. Your freedom, your liberation only come out by you walking in that truth. Amen?
Amen.
And that's the only way you can be free. So, praise the Lord.